This is Colourful Radio.
This track that you've done has actually got special significance, hasn't it, Junior? Please tell us a little bit.
Yes. We did this, must be about a year and a half ago. It was to commemorate, and still is, to commemorate the abolition of the slave trade.
Yeah.
And at the time, we had released the Blue Ocean track from the album. And that was going around and stuff. And then we decided to put out A Change Is Gonna Come as the second single. And obviously, Barack broke, and Seal must have thought it was a good idea to drop that because of what the song was saying, just concerning that. But for me, and for everybody involved, for us, it was, and still is, it's about commemorating the abolition of the slave trade. And also, I think it's the, you know, it's not really about trying to promote Junior. It's about trying to promote a mindset change. And hopefully we're getting there.
Yeah, I hear you. Why, you know, like, you decided to record this tribute for the 200th anniversary, and I tried to explain a bit earlier. I think, did I explain to you, Jansen, or did I say it on air? I didn't think I said it on air. That we, in England, done our anniversary for the abolition of the slave trade, 2007. And America,
right.
America's doing theirs next year, 2009,
next year.
Because of the fact that it didn't end for them when it ended in Britain. So they're doing theirs
right.
2 years later. Why did you decide to do your tribute for their anniversary rather than ours over here?
Well, we did it. We actually did it for ours. The actual album was released the late summer of 2006. But we found that lots of mainstream people were a bit apprehensive back the project.
Really?
You know, a bit more like kind of, oh no, this is a black thing about slavery and we don't really want to highlight that too much. So it wasn't until, if you get what I'm saying, it's a bit like since Barack has gotten in, then all of a sudden people are saying, well, maybe we should actually, you know, we should actually get behind this and actually start getting on board and playing the record and talking about it.
Yeah.
And as I said, the most important thing was to actually get people to talk about it. The Americans have turned around and asked if I'd come over next year and do the UN are putting on a huge festival and a huge gig for it. So I'm going to go over next year and play. I think it's March.
Oh, brilliant.
So I'll be playing live at that gig.
Oh, man, that is just exciting. Yeah. That is. Do you know, it's so ironic. How weird is this that 2009, January, is when Obama's going to be, this word I was getting inaugurated in.
Right.
Right? And that,
yeah, he'll be inaugurated, yeah.
And the thing is, they're doing their bicentenary, as you said. You're going to go over there and you're going to do the concert that they're doing over there. Now they're, now they're all going on about all these Americans want to be black James Bond. It's like you said the change is going to come, right? It's brilliant title. Is it brilliant track to choose to do, Junior? I must say, A Change Is Going to Come in 2009, right?
Thank you.
Obama gets in, and from he gets in, it's like, as you said, people now can open their mouth and say, okay, we want to do that. Yeah, we, as black people, we want that and we want this. Whereas, like you said before, it's like, ooh, we don't really want to be back in that album. Because, you know, it's too much, or too black, too gaining off the stage. And it's funny how now everyone wants to open your mouth. Should have been proud enough to open your mouth from long time to say stuff, shouldn't
they? Well, you know how it goes.
Yeah, I'm
you know how it goes. It's, some people, a lot of the time, you know, babe, a lot of the time people are scared off by the fact of, and I'm talking our own people too, are actually scared off by actually being honest and talking openly because it's a perception in this country that if you talk about color and you have a stance towards it, then you're racist.
Yeah.
And you get me? So whereas to me, it's a very important thing to commemorate because most of the wealth of the world came from what was done at that time.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it's important that our children fully understand and fully grasp the fact that anything in life is possible. We've been brought up to think that we need to be, you know, doubly as good as our white counterparts in whatever we do. And that can also be a drawback because it leads you to, if you want to be, for instance, a barrister and become a really good barrister, then you have to take on the culture of those people.
Yeah, yeah.
And you forsake your own to become. What I've been saying all along is that you should never forsake where you're coming from for where you're going.
Yeah.
Because because, you know, at some stage, even the barristers do, you have to go home, and you have to be a part of home. You have to be a part of where you're coming from to really be able to say the things that need to be said and push the barriers where you need to push them.
This is Colourful Radio.